The cocaine. Who had the cocaine? Can we ask who had the cocaine? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. You know the routine. Please hit the share button on this. Please share, share, share like you care. Share like you really, truly care. Oh, my goodness. Yes, hit the share button. And also, you're watching on Facebook. Uh-oh, what's that? If you're watching on Facebook right now, do me a favor. Type that in. Exclamation point, notify. Exclamation point, notify. If you're watching on Facebook right now, it lets you get notifications. You can always turn them off, but let you know if you get notifications on my broadcast. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit the thumbs up for me and share it as well. Same thing on Rumble. Same thing on Rumble. Do it now. Do it now. Okay, let's get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is this free speech. Free speech. Free speech. Shouldn't we all be privy to free speech in the United States of America? Isn't that what the U.S. Constitution is all about? At least that's what it starts off with. Free speech. But the Biden regime, they've actually filed an appeal against this judgment about them not being able to talk to big tech. Now, help me understand this. This is like the biggest case. I guess you can call this one free speech gate, right? Free speech gate, what have you. So you have the biggest case or the biggest violation in American history. The biggest violation of the U.S. Constitution, and it was done by this Democrat Party. This one that exists today, this Democrat Party. And because they violate the U.S. Constitution, and this judge, finally a judge, grew a pair. We have a judge that actually grew a pair, finally grew a pair and said, look, you cannot be doing this. So what did the Biden regime do? The Biden regime, of course, they're going to fight back. Let me remind everybody, this is the same regime, our administration, the same one that created the disinformation board. Y'all remember that? The disinformation board was going to work directly with the big tech companies into censoring your free speech. And it was basically about lawful speech. That's what they were violating. Lawful speech. Not that you were doing something criminal, not that you were inciting criminal activity, but lawful speech. If we can, let me show this to you, that we're going to put this on the screen real quick for you. This comes out of the Biden regime. Can we put this on split screen here? Can you put it on split screen for me? Put it on split screen for me. Okay. Look at this is what Joe Biden's, this is from the Biden regime. And go ahead and make it full screen for me. Look at this. This is, so we know what happened, right? They ruled and that the Biden regime cannot talk to the big tech companies. Well, the Biden regime, it says the Biden regime has officially filed a notice of appeal in the Missouri versus Biden criminal activity censorship case after a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction ordering, right? Well, not ordering, but injunction order barring government officials from contacting social media companies to suppress. It's this last part right here. It's the last part. It's the last part. Split screen. This last part. Lawful speech. See, that's the biggest catcher here. And I talked about it last night. They actually went out and suppressed your voice, the American people. Now, we should be able to talk about anything. We should be able to talk about anything under the sun. Now, of course, you can't go into a movie theater and call fire. You can't do that because then you cause people to get harmed. But if there's anything else that we want to talk about, just have an open discussion. We should be able to do that. And you have all of these leftists right now. All of these leftists screaming, saying, well, these are private companies. They can suppress your free speech if they want to. If they don't want you talking about something in these private companies, they can do that. Well, guess what? All of that went out the window when the Biden regime, the federal government, the Democrats, the FBI made contact with these tech companies to censor your speech. Now, think about it like this. Just because the federal government didn't go onto the social media platforms and point out you, right? By name, that's what they're saying. That's what they're going to say. Well, they didn't call this person out and that person out and this person out by name, because they did call some people out by name. But just because the federal government didn't go to these big tech companies and call them out by name, doesn't mean you were not affected. Think about it. The federal government called out certain people, but the tech companies took it upon themselves to ban and censor everybody else that they were banning these other people on, censoring them, shadow banning them, purposely making it where people couldn't see their content. I think we have an article. Don't we have an article, Shannon, that we can share with everybody on this very subject? Do we have an article on this? Yes, let's put this on the screen. Look at this.
Yeah, it says Biden admin pressed Facebook about censoring Tucker Carlson post a federal lawsuit is alleging. It says Facebook complied with requests from members of President Joe Biden's White House staff to throttle the reach of a 2021 video by then Fox News host Tucker Carlson. According to a federal lawsuit, despite Facebook staff assessing that the video did not qualify for removal from their site. So even though Facebook said it goes along with our community standards, we're fine with it, the Biden administration said no. And Will, they did the same thing to Twitter. We've seen those emails where they pressed Twitter to take certain content down. Or certain people down. It is crazy.
So look at this. This is an article, right? And of course, the left, they all say, well, Epic Times, they're not a valid news network. They're not a valid. These are Epic Times, to my understanding, these are people that came from
China.
And they're here reporting on information because they see exactly what
China
did and what they're doing, and the left, they want to implement it here. So they've been writing articles just reporting on stuff. This is crazy because they actually had the Biden regime go to the big tech companies and said, we don't care that it doesn't violate the community standards or the community guidelines, whichever one they're using at the moment. We don't care that it's not violating anything. Remove it because it's Tucker and because he's bringing awareness to what is happening, to what we are doing. The corrupt federal government. That's exactly what's happening here. And now you got this lawsuit. Can we put it on the screen one more time? Split screen it. We got this lawsuit right now. Not this one, the lawsuit. Yeah, that one there. We got this lawsuit. Right. Or the judge came out, ruled against the Biden regime, saying you can't be censoring people. The federal government can't be doing this. The federal government can't go to the tech companies using them as a proxy, violating the U.S. Constitution. You can't do this. And Biden regime is like, no, we're going to fight this. We need to be able to prevent people from talking about certain things. And you should be able to talk about whatever.
Kung flu.
I mean, whatever.
Kung flu.
Y'all know what that is? See? See, that's self-censorship because you can't talk about it.
Kung flu.
Right? You can't even talk about it because the federal government told the big tech companies not allow the people to have the open discussion. And like I mentioned last night, it wasn't just people like you and I. They actually did it to valid doctors, valid scientists, credible people. They actually censored them and blocked them because they didn't want a second opinion. Right? They didn't want a second opinion. It's crazy. Is it not crazy? All right. which brings us to this next story. Now, I've talked about this. You can come to me real quick before we go to this. Think about this. I talked about me going to the White House, and I went to the White House twice when President Trump was in office, and it was awesome. I can't tell you. They served us food. It was food. They had a live band. Music was going. The ambiance was awesome. President Trump came out. He talked to us, you know, as black people. He talked to us. It was awesome. It was awesome. I'll never forget it. I get to go my entire life saying, you know, I've been to the White House with one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime. Not many people get to say that. A lot of people went, but not, you know, when you look at 320 million people, not everyone gets to say that they've been in the White House when the greatest president in our lifetime was there. But I get to say that. But anyways, I was saying when I went to the White House, they have the most incredible surveillance security in the world. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You can't even get close to the White House without them having you on camera. You can't get close to the White House, and if you're going to do something disruptive or criminal, you can't do it. They won't allow. You can't even fly a drone over the White House today. You could at one point back in the day, but you can't now. You can't even fly a little small drone over the White House. One of the little tiny ones, you can't do it because they'll ground it. Because the technology, the surveillance there is top notch. So someone getting into the White House just, you know, out the whim, they have a little cocaine, what you see in the membrane. Nope, you can't not do it. You cannot do it. It's not possible. So for them, and of course, the liberal media, all of them are trying to say, well, you know, it was just some staffer or it was just someone visiting. That's a bunch of malarkey. How you like that, Joe Biden? It's a bunch of malarkey. You cannot get into the White House with cocaine. Out of every place on the planet, the White House is one place that you cannot get into the White House with cocaine. That's the one place you cannot do it. Because of the dogs, the surveillance, the security, they have technology there that we don't even know about. I'm telling you. So listen to this, because they're talking about this. This is on the 5, and they're actually talking about how people, how they're trying to push it out there. And what's really interesting is the government state media. Do y'all know what the government state media is? Leave me a comment. I'm going to look at the comments. Government state media. Do you know what that is? Yes or no? And if a lot of people say no, or if one person says no, I'm going to tell you what government state media is. So leave me a comment. Why are you leaving a comment? Listen to this. And I'm going to look on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble to see if you know what the state government media is, or government state media. But listen to this.
Her ambivalence in her answer, in not answering, is consistent with the ambivalence about, will the White House prosecute? Why would you not say, we are going to prosecute? We have to set send the message here. It is illegal. You don't bring it into the White House. If you're a staffer high on cocaine, you shouldn't be in the White House. If you're a staffer who brings cocaine in, you shouldn't be in the White House. If you're a tourist, and how many think a tourist would do this? You think you're going to get past the incredible screening, get past the canines, get past everything if you're a tourist? And who's going to dare do it?
And then, like, once you get through all those things, then take it out of your pocket and put it in the cubby hole.
But the amazing thing is, and Greg touched on this, for the D.C. hazmat people said it's in the library. There's a tape recording. Dana, where is the library? The library is in the East Wing, where the president's family is, and not the West Wing, where the public and the press go through. But let me continue that train of thought, because I am a prosecutor, and this kind of stuff makes me crazy. Number one. The purpose, and let me say this, Secret Service agents are ready to take a bullet for the president.
Yeah, now listen to this part, because I guess you have, when you get your Secret Service detail, these are, I guess, can be men or women that become completely loyal to you, to the point to where they would take a bullet for you. So if they're going to take a bullet for you, do you think it's possible that they will do criminal activity for you? Or they will cover up criminal activity for you. In this case, that's exactly what they did. She's going to lay it out.
But I want to ask you, the Secret Service job is to protect the president and his family. The Secret Service is the one that retrieved the government from retrieved the gun from that basket, that garbage can outside the school. The Secret Service are the people who went to where Hunter bought the gun and tried to get the pistol permit application that is the substance of a crime right now away from the shop owner, but he wouldn't give it to them. So here we have a White House that wants to manage every aspect of our lives, what drugs we can take, what drugs we can't take, whether we should go to work, whether we should go to school, whether we should do this or that. But a little cocaine in the White House, yeah, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I mean, it's outrageous the way they responded.
It is outrageous the way they responded. And I was just looking in the comments, and a lot of people said, yes, they know what a government state media is. And there's a few people that said that they don't know. The best way I can describe a government state media, look at the 1930s, 1940s Germany. When Hitler wanted to put out information, he had the media put out certain information. They were government state media. Same thing happening today. Do y'all see the connection? To give a prime example on that, when the story first broke about the cocaine in the crack house, I mean, the White House, when it first broke, the government state media, the very first thing that they did, I should have got some screenshots, but the very first thing that they did was come out and said that it was found in a work area, a high traffic work area. And then the story changed. Then the story changed to was in the West Wing. But remember, I played it with Karine. Jean-Pierre refused to say where in the West Wing. And then he come out and saying that, well, it's just a high traffic place in the West Wing. And everyone go, a high traffic place in the West Wing? We need more details. See, they're lying to everybody, so it leaves more questions, right? It leaves more open questions. So then it came out that it was in the library. Right. So we went from the high traffic place in the West Wing, a workplace. And then we went to a high traffic place in the West Wing. Then it went to the library in the West Wing, where they said a whole bunch of staffers and other people going, to now they're saying it was in the East Wing. The library is in the East Wing. They're saying it's in the East Wing in a little cubbyhole where only certain amount of people have access to this location. Which leads me to believe that I was correct, that whoever brought in the cocaine into the White House had access to the White House and did not have to go through security checkpoints like the rest of us. Somebody, whoever it is, I'm not saying, I don't know who brought the cocaine in there. I don't know who brought the cocaine. Someone brought the cocaine. Someone brought the cocaine, but can we just go ahead and just call it out for what it is? Can we just call it out for what it is? It's more than likely. Okay, let me put this. Put the comments on the screen real quick. Who do you think is the most obvious person to bring the cocaine into the White House? Can we get you to say it without me saying it? And I'm pretty sure everyone says, everyone knows. Who's the most obvious person to bring the cocaine into the White House? Can we just be blunt? Can we just be straight up about it?
Did I win?
Yes, you won.
I said it fast.
You won. Yep, you won. I mean, can we just be straight up about it? It's more than likely the most obvious choice is Hunter Biden, right? The most obvious choice is Hunter Biden, right? So let me show y'all a video clip of Joe Biden, you know, because here lately, Joe Biden, go ahead, do it. Split screen. Joe Biden's been leaving the White House, right? And he come out and go over and talk to the press like, hey, I'm strong. I can take these questions on. I can take you on. Right? He's been doing that lately until now. Until the cocaine. You can leave a split screen. Until the cocaine comes out, it's like he doesn't want to say anything to the press right now. Well, why not? So he comes out. He waves to him. And y'all can't really hear what they're saying. But the press is like, hey, what about the cocaine, Joe? And y'all, let me remind y'all, Joe likes to sniff a lot of things. He likes to sniff a lot of things, right? So instead of him talking to the press, he runs to Marine One, jump on board. He actually salutes the Marine here, the soldier. He actually salutes him. I assume it's a Marine. Right. So he salutes him and he gets on Marine One and flies off. Doesn't even take a single question. Not a single one. Not at all. which go back, which bring me to this. Apparently on Air Force One, they're taking some questions. And President Trump put out a Truth Social. And in the Truth Social, President Trump alluded to that as probably Hunter Biden's, basically. I mean, because what's the obvious choice here, people? I mean, what's the obvious, right? It is Hunter Biden. Let's just be realistic. I mean, you can have the left trying to say, it could have been anybody. Could have been a staffer. It could have been anybody. Stop saying it was Hunter Biden. Stop. You don't have no proof. You don't have no proof that it was Hunter. Even though there's video, I mean, there's so many videos of Hunter Biden and pictures on Twitter. Oh my goodness. I could never show them to you here. I wouldn't dare to show them here. I mean, it's terrible. Not that I search for them. You just be flipping through and then bam, they pop up. But anyways, a reporter's asking them about what President Trump said about the whole cocaine being in the White House. And no cocaine was in the White House when President Trump was there. President Trump is completely against drugs. He lost a brother as a result of drugs. So he's
alcohol. Yeah.
Alcohol. Yeah. Alcohol, drugs. He's completely against it. Drugs, alcohol. Right. So listen to this, because, of course, they don't want to have any questions because it's election year. Like, they can talk about everything else, but they can't talk about this. Right.
One more, you know, former President Trump has made some pretty wild posts recently on social media. One of them was that the cocaine found in the White House had belonged to either the president or his son. Are you willing to say that that's not the case, that they don't belong to them?
I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act. What I will say is that I have noticed there does seem to be some increasing frustration coming from that corner in general.
I mean, there's some frustration coming from that corner in general. I mean, really? I mean, there's cocaine people that showed up in the White House, the crack house, and there's some concern, there's some frustration, because the frustration is that this is just out in the open criminal activity taking place in the crack house, and they're going after President Trump because he has some documents, because he had the love letter from Kim Jong-un. He had the love letter. And oh my goodness, President Trump had nuclear codes. Oh my goodness. See, that's not, President Trump is a bigger problem than cocaine being in the White House, people. Cocaine. I mean, think about it. You can take it off the screen. The Biden criminal family. They've done so much criminal activity. And like I mentioned before, Joe Biden put on his taxes to write off prostitution because he paid for the service. He put that on there. So you mean to tell me that they're going to do all this criminal activity? They did bribes with other countries and cocaine is the biggest issue. That's what they're thinking. What? Whatever. Cocaine. What? This is small. This is small compared to what we've been doing. You don't even know the half of it. And to my understanding, Hunter Biden, now you can correct me if I'm wrong. To my understanding, Hunter Biden, when he got this sweetheart deal, to my understanding, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Shannon, but the way I understand it is that he was supposed to not have any involvement with drugs or anything for up to a year. Right? Is that about right?
Yeah, because according to the gun law that he broke is because he's an addict and addicts cannot carry guns. So in order for them to eliminate that from his record, they say he has to stay clean for a certain amount of time.
So he has to stay clean for a certain amount of time. So, which comes back to the point, if this cocaine that was in the White House happens to belong to Hunter Biden, the obvious corporate here, the obvious choice, what does that say? What do you think Joe Biden does? What do you think he does, Shannon? What do you think Joe Biden does?
They're not going to tell us it's his. There's no way that's ever going to come out.
It had never come out, right?
It's never coming out.
It had never come out.
But they've already said that to us.
Right. So I want to show you. Where'd it go? I had a picture here. Is this it here? Yeah. Let me show you. So after this whole incident came out with the whole cocaine showing up, there's this tweet that I want to share with you. Go ahead, split screen it here. And I'm going to need for you to scroll down for me, Shannon. You see this here. This is Joe Biden sitting on the steps at the White House. He's just sitting out there all by himself. And of course, a progressive put this on Twitter. Now, let me show you what the progressive said. Go the other way. Go the other way. And yeah, you probably have to size it down just a little bit there. I want y'all to listen. I want y'all to look. This is what this progressive said about this. This progressive says, wow. Make it full screen for me if you would. He says, wow, this photo of Joe Biden sitting on the White House steps is just so breathtaking and captures this moment so well. Joe Biden is doing so much for all of us and has the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I just want to say thank you. For every time I see him, thank you. Every time I see him. Now, there's Joe sitting there after the cocaine came out, right? What do you think he's thinking about? You think he's just like there? Oh, yeah, look what was going on. I think he's here thinking about, I'm going to have to let Hunter Biden go to jail. Or how do we cover this up? Because this is really devastating. The cocaine in the crack house. So this person put this tweet out there. I want y'all to see my response. Scroll down. This is my response on Twitter. This is what I said. This, yeah, move it over a little bit for me. Just move it to the, yep, move it to the right. I said, he's thinking about how to cover up the cocaine in the crack house. That's what I put on that tweet. And then y'all can see up there, it had 20, the tweet itself had 2.7 million people view that tweet. And of course, I put that on there. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, I'm Mr. Will Johnson on Twitter. Y'all see that? I'm Mr. Will Johnson on Twitter right there. Y'all see it. I'm Mr. Will Johnson on Twitter.
I mean, whoever it was, they were in a highly secure area. And it's breaking news, whoever it was, even if it's not Hunter, somebody with some kind of high clearance had that in the house and got past security and everything and brought it into the house. That's really just
somebody.
I mean, it's not good news, right?
Yep. One person says, we don't need fingerprints from the back. We all know it was there and who brought it there. We had this thing called DNA. Right. I mean, you can absolutely find out who brought it in. The cameras. There's so many cameras in there. There's cameras that you don't even see that they have in the White House. They know who brought the cocaine into the White House, which brings me to a really important point. An extremely important point. They're going to make all of this go away. They're saying, OK, the cocaine is just in the news cycle right now. And some people say that cocaine is a distraction, a false flag. You know, they're saying that it's trying to distract everyone to look at this instead of something else. I don't think that's the case. I don't think they wanted this information to come out. And now that the cocaine has been put out there, this is devastating. It really is. But I think they're going to still try to do everything to make it go away. They're going to say, just let it go, run its course through the news cycle, and then something else will happen and people will forget about it and we'll just move on. You know, kind of like the balloon, you know, Joe Biden allowed the balloon to go from the West Coast to the East Coast, you know, and not too many people talk about the balloon every day because something else has happened. Cocaine happened. So we're not even really concerned about the balloon, right? Even there was a spy balloon by China.
China.
And we're not even concerned about it, right? Are we concerned about it? I think we're concerned about it, but we're not talking about it. Well, listen to this one on MSSTD as they're talking about the cocaine. Now, she actually brings up a point that no one just off the street can come into the White House and have this cocaine. She even says it here, just like I played it on the 5 with Judge Jeanine was talking about it. No one can just go in there. When I went to the White House, there was no way that I could take something in the White House without the canines getting it or the security technology that they have. But I want y'all to listen carefully because this is exactly the way this is going to go.
Secret Service investigation into trying to figure out who left that small bag of cocaine at the White House. NBC News has now learned the bag was found in the West Wing on Sunday, will now be tested for DNA and fingerprints, and the investigation could be completed by Monday. Joining me now is NBC News senior White House correspondent Kelly O'Donnell. But Kelly, the big change is where this was found. And it was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place.
You're hearing this? By my observation, a much more secure place. So again, I asked this question when the government state media first put the information out there. Who told them? Somebody told them that it was in a work area, high traffic work area. And the story kept changing and kept changing and kept changing. Now she's even admitting that it was in a high secure location with only a few people, probably all on one hand, have access to this location. Come on now, listen to this. It's very important. If you haven't hit the share button yet, you need to hit it now, because everyone needs to see this, because they're going to let the cat out the bag. Listen.
Limited access place than that West Wing reception area. It's still a publicly frequently trafficked place, but it's down near the Situation Room, right off West Executive, down below. And normal people, just average people, just can't get in there, even with the entry from the Northwest Gate.
You hear to see the average person cannot get in there. The average person can. I'm surprised that she's even saying this on MSSTD. I'm surprised she's saying it, MSDNC. But she's saying the average person can't get in there. So who had it? Who had it?
Well, let me bring you up to date with the reporting that I have. What we have learned is that there are, in fact, two West Wing entrances. You know that. I know that. But for the benefit of our audience. And now the investigation has progressed. And so they're saying the West Executive entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room and closer to the Navy mess, where there's the facilities for food and so forth. It is also next to West Executive Drive. That's where, for example, the vice president's vehicle is parked. However, it is a high traffic area. And by that, I mean you do.
Now, listen to this. See, this is the state media right here. This is exactly the government state media. Listen to how she spins all of this. Even she just said that the cocaine was found in a location where people don't have access to. But she's talking about the West Wing entrance, the entrance where a whole bunch of traffic is. It's like she didn't hear anything she just said.
Do have people who work here in all kinds of jobs, not just political jobs, the military facilities, people who work for the operations of the White House. And they do have the tours that go through there if they are among the private tours with staffers as sort of a sponsored member. So very high traffic. The fact that it's close to the Situation Room is certainly notable. We had earlier been told that it was one level above, in also a lobby area in the West Wing, closer to where the Oval Office is. This is down below. The other important news is we had been told the event.
Now, listen to this. Now, you know, she just gave like the layout of everywhere except for where the cocaine was at. Like all that, none of that was relevant. But she just compelled to tell everyone about the layout of the White House. You know, this the public knows. But the cocaine was in the library in the East Wing. That's the latest reporting. It was in the East Wing, where only a select few people have access to. But she keeps talking about the high traffic area because the government state media, that the first memo that they got, keep pushing that. Listen to this. Now, this is where it gets really disturbing. It gets extremely disturbing. Listen to what the government state media says.
Investigation could take a couple of weeks. They're now revising that timeline and saying by Monday, perhaps even earlier, they anticipate having reviewed all the important material they need to review.
Now, you hear this. They said first it would take a couple of weeks, and now they're saying by Monday, this coming Monday, that they would have reviewed all of the materials, all the video, everything to know exactly who brought the cocaine in. By this Monday, how many of y'all think that they already don't know? I mean, they already know. Come on, are we stupid? No. They already know something this important. It could have been anthrax. They know who brought it in. We already know who brought it in. Now, listen to what she says, because, you know, they're talking about Monday. This is the part where the government state media kicks in 100%. Listen.
DNA and fingerprinting testing has been going on. I'm told additional testing is happening today. And the key thing is that multiple officials are cautioning that it is unlikely.
Do you hear this? Multiple officials are saying unlikely. This is the part where y'all got to really pay attention to this. If y'all didn't pay attention to anything else, you've got to pay attention to this. Listen to what she says is unlikely.
Is that?
Leave a split screen for me. Leave a split screen. Because I'm going to have to stop it because y'all need to listen. Watch.
Multiple officials are cautioning that it is unlikely and certainly possible that there would be a resolution to this.
Unlikely. Certainly possible that there would be a resolution. Did y'all hear what she just said? Unlikely that there would possibly be a resolution to this. They're already putting out, the government state media is already planting the seed out there, telling everyone that, hey, there's probably not going to be a resolution to this. Let it go. It's only cocaine. Let it go. Listen to this. This is so state media. It's unbelievable that they're actually saying the thing here. Listen. And it gets crazier. Listen.
Meaning forensic evidence found that could identify an individual.
Y'all hear that? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to play one more time, and I'm not going to stop at this time because it's so important. I never thought in a million years that they would actually come out and deliberately say this.
Key thing is that multiple officials are cautioning that it is unlikely and certainly possible that there would be a resolution to this, meaning forensic evidence found that could identify an individual.
So it's not going to be possible, right? That's what she's already listening. Now, listen to this key point.
Scanning the video, doing the testing, but they are preparing us for.
They're preparing us? I mean, come on. This is so bizarre to me. They are preparing us. Now, what do you think they're preparing us for? What do you think they're preparing us for? I mean, really? She's going to tell us. What do you think? What do you think? Watch. You know what? It's exactly what we think that they're going to prepare us for. Listen.
Scanning the video, doing the testing, but they are preparing us for a result that will be no conclusive evidence found.
What? They're preparing us? I mean, hold on. I mean, are you here? Am I hearing this wrong? Am I hearing this wrong? Wait a minute. One more time. Listen. They're preparing us for what? Listen.
Scanning the video, doing the testing, but they are preparing us for a result that will be no conclusive evidence found. And that is still subject to change as the.
What? What am I missing here? What am I missing here?
You're not missing anything.
They're preparing. Look, everybody, they're preparing us that there's going to be no conclusive evidence found. Like, they've already caught the cocaine. That's the evidence. That is the evidence. What am I missing here?
Will, you know who Dan Bongino is?
Yes, I knew.
You know he's a former
Secret Service.
Secret Service.
Yes.
Look what he tweeted out. He said,
put it on the screen.
There's absolutely zero chance anyone other than a family member brought that cocaine inside the White House complex. No chance that would make it past the
security. That's what I've been saying. That's exactly what I've been saying.
Family bypasses those.
Yes.
That's the only ones that bypass those.
Yes.
So that there's only one conclusion.
Yes.
This is a guy that knows the ins and outs of the White House.
Yes.
He knows. Undeniably, he's saying zero chance it's anybody else.
This is exactly what I've been saying. I said it has to be somebody that didn't have to go through these security checkpoints, because other than that, there's no way that you can get cocaine into the White House. There's no way unless you have access without having to go through these checkpoints. But I'm still blown away. They're preparing us. They're preparing us to tell us that there was actually no cocaine.
Yeah, they're saying, put the word out. We're not letting them know what happened.
Yeah, we're not going to let anybody know. They're preparing us to say that there was actually no evidence. They already got the evidence, a bag of cocaine. Did someone already snort it? What happened? Did they flush it down the toilet? You know, they tried to say President Trump was flushing documents down the toilet. Did they try to flush the cocaine down the toilet? I mean, help me understand. This is like beyond any novel, anything that you could just make up. This is crazier than movies. I don't think they have this stuff in movies. But this is reality. This is the real world. They're covering up this nonsense. And I'm still blown away that they're preparing us. They're preparing us to say that there's no inclusive evidence.
They're saying, they're preparing us that they're not going to tell us the truth. That once
course,
again,
that's what they're
they
saying.
Are not going
Get
to
ready.
Be
Get ready.
Transparent. Because listen, if our White House can't figure out who brought cocaine into the White House, we got big problems. The truth
Major
is,
problems.
They probably already know who it is.
Yeah.
The truth is, they're hiding who it is.
Oh, they know who it is. They know who it is because you can't tell me in 48 hours. I'm telling you, I'm willing to bet within 48 hours, they know exactly who brought the cocaine into the White House. They know. And the reason why they haven't come out and said anything for obvious reasons. Obvious reasons. And the left, the liberals right now, they're so angry all over Twitter because of cocaine. There was no there was no balloon when President Trump was in office. There was no cocaine when President Trump was in office. There was no crashing markets when President Trump was in office. There was no loss of jobs when President Trump was in office until they created something. There was no going to war when President Trump was in office. Y'all understand what I'm telling you? The country was on the path of greatness when President Trump was in office. And they hated it. They still hate the fact of President Trump coming back and making America great again. They can't stand the whole idea of it. They can't. And they keep proving it to all of us. They keep proving it to all of us. Now, let me get back to this other video that I want to share with y'all. And you know, I should be able, you know what? That's that free speech thing again, right? I should be able to just have a conversation about something and talk about something.
Yeah, but you know, every time we talk about stuff like that on Facebook,
this is all about this dude that shot the people in
Philadelphia
mm-hmm. is a trainee. He's a trans. It's a man that's trying to act like a woman. They even say that the shooter is a man. They even say it here in this video. Listen to this, because this is crazy. The only people that have been shooting people as of late has been non-binary, trans, Tifa, people living an alternate lifestyle from the LMNOP community. They're the only ones that have been shooting people. Prove me wrong. Because conservative Christians, they don't go out and do this craziness. Only they do. Listen to this.
All as a city in the prayers. I want to discuss very briefly because there is a nasty...
Okay, hold on. It's kind of, I have to change the audio here. Because y'all really need to hear. What'd you do? Okay. I want you to make sure y'all hear this. Let me adjust the audio real quick. Because there's still a couple people getting in here too. And I don't want them to miss it. Okay, this should fix it. Okay. Listen to this.
All as a city in the prayers. I want to discuss very briefly because there is a nasty, violent in terms of verbal and written words spewed by the conservative press.
The conservative press, he's saying the conservative press is putting out all of these hateful, violent views.
Regarding the shooter. There are certain pictures that are circulating. Some of you may be aware of those pictures. Have the shooter in one picture as male and other pictures dressed in female attire or female outfits.
So he's not denying that this male was putting on female clothing. He's not denying it. He's saying they're showing pictures of him out there looking like a male and trying to look like a female. He's one ugly one, too. I mean, my goodness. I mean, fuggly. Listen.
They have used those pictures to attack trans people, and particularly trans women of color, which are extremely vulnerable to violence in our community. I want to set the record straight because language is extremely important when we're talking about anything dealing with violence in trans community. The suspect or the shooter has not identified themselves as trans.
Listen to this. Listen to this. He's saying the shooter has not identified himself as trans. Really? Really?
Identified themselves as male.
You hear this? He's identified himself as male, but yet there's pictures of him out there with women clothes on.
And that's the language that will be used until further developments. If they
now, see this part right here, this is again them trying to control the narrative. Y'all hear this? He said, this is the language we want to use until further notice, is what he's saying. Watch this.
And that's the language that will be used until further developments if they change that type of language.
Now, this is the dude. This is the dude right here he's talking about. One ugly dude, right? Look, this is the dude that he's saying is not trans. This is the shooter right here. Is it like just me, or is it like kind of a pattern where it's trans Tifa? In this case, it's BLM trans Tifa killing people in this case. But they don't want to acknowledge that it's the sodomite community killing people, shooting people. Why? Because this demonic spirit is in them. They're already doing this perverted stuff. What's to stop them from doing something else that's just this evil and wrong? What's to stop them? Nothing. They're already getting a pass to do this demonic stuff is okay. But they're not happy because the demonic demons that are in them.
But the language that is spewed out by the conservative press.
You hear this? The language spewed out by the conservative press. And this is when he's talking about me. Listen.
Is violent and is dangerous and is targeting trans women of color.
Okay, so me speaking out against this perversion is violence. You hear him? He literally said it. He said it's violence. Listen.
Press is violent and is dangerous and is targeting trans women of color.
What? No one is targeting these sick individuals. We just want you to leave the kids alone. We don't want to partake in your pronouns. I don't want to play the game. If I see men on here, there's probably what? Maybe that's a female. I don't know. But I see mostly men here. And a man is there with a pink shirt on. I see men. There's a man there with a tank top shirt on. I see men. And one back there, a man. I think the one with the white on is a man, too. I don't know. I can't tell. But I see men. I don't want to play the pronoun game. I shouldn't be forced to play it either. But we're talking about people that's living this alternate lifestyle that's attacking people. This is not hateful. We just don't want to participate. And they said that because you don't agree with the homosexual community, you're being hateful. What? Watch this.
It's rallying the community to be violent.
You hear this? See, that's the key point right there. Now, I'm going to play this, but I'm going to play this little clip right here in its entirety so you can hear it all in content, because people say, because the left go, well, you're playing it out of context. You're taking it out of context. No, listen to what he's saying, because he's saying that because we disagree with the perversion, that is causing them to be violent. I've said this so many times, and he's confirming what I've been saying. They have it in their mind that they don't like what we're saying, so they're being violent. Listen, he's going to say it.
Press is violent and is dangerous and is targeting trans women of color. It's rallying the community to be violent. And we're bitter than that. We're better than that.
You see this? He said it's rallying the community to be violent. But we're better than that. We're better than that. Really? Then why are you being violent? No one calls this dude. No one calls this dude to go out and kill five people and injure two other people. That's the last report. I don't know if the number actually grew or not since then. But no one calls this dude trying to look like an ugly, butt ugly, fugly woman going out there and killing people. No one forced him to do that. No one forced him to do that. So what is he talking about? Just because we don't agree with your perverted lifestyle doesn't give you the right to go out and kill somebody.
We're better than that. We have our trans women and our trans men living in these communities, working, thriving in the communities. They are not killers. They are the most vulnerable to violence.
Oh my goodness.
They want to live their lives, and they have every right to do so. And we will not allow conservative bigots
to
use that type of language to attack trans.
Listen to this. Y'all hearing this? So I guess now I'm a conservative bigot. And so be it, because I'm not going to partake. I'm not going to even at any point suggest that this perversion is good for anybody, because it's really not. It's really not. This says it right here. This says it right here. That perversion is not good for anybody. That perversion will send you only one place. It's not me saying it. The word said it. It's going to send you only one place. Send you one place. Let me share something else with you. And I shared this on my LFA TV broadcast, exclusively on Rumble. LFA TV, exclusively here on Rumble. But listen to this. Y'all know the national anthem? What if I tell you they changed the words to the national anthem? And it's not changing the words to the national anthem to be inclusive of all people in America. There's that word inclusive, right? No. I'm not going to play all of this. I played some of this on my LFA TV. But listen to this. Split screen it. This is a demonic, hideous black woman. And I want to make, we're going to make this full screen. And I want y'all to look, because you're going to see what she's saying. And I might have to stop it here a couple of times. But listen to this. This is her singing the national anthem.
With sweat and their hands. But you'll die. And your memory.
Y'all seeing this? Y'all hearing this?
Oh, say, does this truth hold anywhere?
Listen to this. Watch this. Watch this. This is such a perversion. It should never even happen. Look, watch this. And they're cheering this nonsense on. It's demonic. They're cheering this on. Listen.
This is not.
And you see, she goes, this is not. And she's not even singing there. She just, this is not. Look at it. Not even singing. This is not.
This is not. The land.
You see that? She said, this is not the land of the free. You see, she just said, this is not the land of the free. Straight up butchering, destroying the national anthem. This should even be allowed to happen.
But the home
Listen.
Of the slave.
You see that? But this is not the land of the free, but the home of the slave. This proves my point, what I've been saying, that black people, they want to live in the past. They can't stand the presence because they don't want a future. You understand that? They want to remain in the past because they have this mentality that they are still slaves. Not a single black person today alive in America that was born here in America was a slave. Not a single white person in the country born today ever owned any black slaves. Now, the slaves that they're bringing over with the sex trafficking of children today in America, that's a different story. They're exposing all of that, but they don't want to include that slavery. It's always been the left doing the slavery. But she wants to remain a slave. I looked at this and I'm like, and you know, I saw it flying around on Twitter and I just kind of skipped over. And my producer, she said, you got to watch this. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh my goodness. I had no idea. Oh my goodness. No idea. How terrible is that? Total disrespect. And if you hate the country that much, get out. Get out. Google one-way ticket to Africa. One-way ticket. You know how much it is? Do you know how much a one-way ticket to Africa is, Shannon? I told you, didn't I? $450. That's cheap. $450. I found this out because I was talking to this black dude on Instagram. He's mad talking about America's never been great. America's always been racist. I said, if you hate America so much, buy a one-way ticket to Africa and get out. Get out. We don't want you here. And they're going to do all of this and say, oh, it's the land of the, not, it's a, not the land of the free, but the land of the slave. Get out. Get out. It doesn't make a lick of sense why these people are still here. It's absolutely disgusting. And it's not going to stop. Just like this one, really quick, if we have enough time here. Look at this one. This is a pastor for Satan. Satan has his bishops. He has his deacons. Satan has his pastors, his priests. Satan has them. We can't deny that Satan has them. Here's one of Satan's pastors. Listen to what he says talking about affirmative action. Because he said Jesus created affirmative action. You can't make this stuff up.
Jesus saw Zacchaeus and he levels the playing field. Jesus institutes an affirmative action program. The Bible says Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus's house. Notice Zacchaeus was the only one who had to climb the tree, and he had to climb the tree to see Jesus because...
Wait a minute. So he had to climb the tree to see Jesus. So he's saying that because he had to climb to see Jesus, he needed reparations so he can get in and see Jesus. So is he making two references here, Shannon? I didn't think about this until now. One, he's saying because he's short, he needed reparations because he couldn't see Jesus, right? Do you know what the other one is? He was climbing a tree. Let me help you out.
Oh, come on.
I mean, you can't make it up.
Yeah, you can. He's making up that Jesus created affirmative action.
Hold on. Who always say when they talk about monkeys, who's always making the connection of monkeys and black people? It's the left. I'm just saying. You can get off the screen. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for not being afraid to hit that share button. Thank you so much for not being afraid to hit the thumbs up. If you like anything Will Johnson shared with you tonight, hit the thumbs up. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.